Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. How is it going? This is going to be a short podcast, but an important podcast because one of the biggest fantasy football assets was just traded yesterday. I already made a few TikToks about this, and I already made about a 3-minute long video on YouTube covering my thoughts on the fantasy football implications of the Tyreek Hill trade to the Miami Dolphins. But I wanted to sit down on the podcast, because this is my biggest audience, and really give a breakdown fantasy football-wise of who are the winners, who are the losers of this trade. So first off, pretty simple. Jalen Waddle is a loser. Tyreek Hill is a loser. And Patrick Mahomes is a loser. Now, who are the winners? Chase Edmonds and Tua Tagovailoa. And Josh Gordon, I guess. Although I would say the Chiefs will probably make a move either in the next few days or during the draft to get a new wide receiver. So if you have a very short attention span and just wanted to know the very raw bones of this, there you go. You've got it. But now I'm going to break it down a little more. How far down does Jalen Waddle go and how far down does Tyreek Hill go? Are they out of the top 5? Are they out of the top 10? Are they out of the top 15 in fantasy football? I think it's closer to that. I think it's closer to out of the top 15. But I do think there is a path where they both are top 15. Listen, over the back half of the season, Jalen Waddle was on track for 120 receptions. That is an insane number. He's not going to see that, but he will see a lot of targets and a lot of receptions still. He is a high volume guy in that slot role as a receiver. And I think that he is talented enough that he can produce as a top 15 guy, even with Tyreek Hill there. He can still break off a big play because of the blazing speed. He is still Jalen Waddle, the Jalen Waddle we all know and love. And he will still see a lot of volume, not as much as he could have. We're halting the brakes. We're slowing everything down on the whole belief that he's going to go off and be a top 10, top 5 guy. But top 15, I think it's still possible. Tyreek Hill, biggest downgrade for him because he goes from a bona fide top 2, top 3 wide receiver to really, now we're looking at, is he top 15? Because not only is going from Patrick Mahomes to Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes to Tua Tagovailoa a massive downgrade in the talent, the arm talent, is also a massive downgrade in the chemistry. Patrick Mahomes has so much trust in Tyreek Hill. We saw it at the end of the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers. He just throws it up and, you know, it's the meme. F it. Tyreek Hill is down there somewhere. And we lose that, which was maybe the most valuable thing that Tyreek had in fantasy football, because all it took was one stinking play for him to have a 20-point week. And we lose that. But he is still one of the fastest players in the NFL. He is still a very physical receiver, a very precise route runner. And he was not given this massive contract to sit and you know, waste away. They will be utilizing him as much as they can given to his ability. So, that being said, I think he's still a top 15 wide receiver. One of these guys will be higher. One of them will be top 12 and the other will be top 15, a little farther down. Which one is it? I don't know. I genuinely, it's too early for me to make that sort of prediction. Now, who is another benefactor from this? All the running backs. Last night I made a video, Chase Edmonds, he's the biggest winner. Okay, Raheem Mostert is as well, I guess, as long as he's healthy. Whoever the running back is for Miami, when they are healthy, they will be a very solid fantasy football option, in my belief, given how open the field is, how explosive this offense might become. The running back, whoever it is who's healthy, will be good for the Miami Dolphins. Now, here's where things get interesting. If we know, or if we're assuming, which I am, that Tyreek Hill will be a top 15 guy and Jalen Waddle will be a top 15 guy, we still like Mike Gesicki as a tight end, you know, yeah, I would still take him top 10 tight end. And now I'm saying that the running backs are going to be very solid, especially because of their receiving ability and their speed. Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, some of the most explosive running backs. Doesn't this mean that Tua Tagovailoa must be a pretty good fantasy option next year? Is that what I'm saying? Oh, no, hold your horses. That can't be true. We all know Tua sucks. He has the arm of a toddler. I started working out because I wanted to have stronger arms than Tua. But let's go back. Tyreek Hill, top 15. Jalen Waddle, top 15. The running backs will be very productive. And Mike Gesicki will be a good tight end. Then, rationally speaking, despite all we know and dislike about Tua, he would have to be at least a serviceable top 12 fantasy quarterback. Now, if you say no, he won't be, then okay. Prepare to assume that either Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill won't be top 15, won't really be even top 20. If you don't think Tua can be a good fantasy option, then you also have to believe that one of those receivers is going to plummet farther than top 15. And I can't get behind that. I can't get behind that. If I were placing money on Prize Picks, if I were going to a casino, I could not bet money that those guys will be outside of the top 15 at the wide receiver position. They're too good. They are too good. So, where do we draft Tua? Where do we draft Tua? Here's what I'll tell you about Tua. He's not going to have the insane upside of a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson type player. He just doesn't have that upside. But sometimes you don't have to swing for the fences. Sometimes you don't have to hit the home run. Sometimes the best thing you can have at the quarterback position fantasy is a consistent 16 to 20 points every single week. We know it with Jalen Hurts. Man, that consistent 16 to 20 points pretty much every week. Occasionally he had bigger weeks. Every once in a while he has a slightly smaller week. But the consistency of just having a top 10 quarterback was so valuable because it gave you a benchmark when you were starting the rest of your team. You knew that you had 20 points and then you could afford to say, okay, I'm going to go a little more risky with the running backs knowing that my quarterback isn't going to flop. Having that consistency is so valuable, and people kind of frown on it because we've all gotten so used to trying to hit the home run every single time. Who's that running back who's that quarterback who's going to take off running and rack up the guard? I'm the biggest proponent of this. I'm advocating drafting three quarterbacks, Justin Field, Jalen Hurts, and Trey Lance, because one of them will be a league winner. But at the same time, I'm saying, hey, if that's not for you, take the Kirk Cousins, take the Tua this year. Tua will be a very undervalued fantasy option. And you know who else will be very undervalued? Derek Carr. Derek Carr, I also think, will be top 10 with all those receivers. Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs is still a great running back who can catch a little bit. And now Devontae Adams and Darren Waller's still there. He's going to be top 10 in shootouts. This might be the year to let everyone else take their shot at the breakout running quarterback. And you just say, hey, I'm confident in these few guys that I can get very late in the drafts. I'm confident that they're not going to be top 5, but top 10, I'll take it. Because honestly, I don't have a way of foreseeing, and no one else has a way of foreseeing, if it's going to be Jalen Hurts, Trey Lance, or Justin Fields, who's going to be that breakout. It's so hard to see. It's so hard to see. And if you're gonna spend that early-ish pick because their ADPs are rising, honestly, you got to take all three to assure that you don't waste it. And I think for some people, that strategy is good. I think if you're very good at finding late-round running backs as well, you should take that strategy. But if you just want the path of least resistance, don't count out Tua as a fantasy option. Because he's going to go so late because everyone thinks he sucks. And he might really shock some people. Okay, now the other quarterback who's affected, Patrick Mahomes, he gets a downgrade. He gets a downgrade. We're still drafting him. But really what we can say is, okay, Josh Allen is the consensus number one quarterback in fantasy football. There's no one even close anymore. But Patrick Mahomes, I don't want to go too deep into how big of a downgrade this is because I am so certain that their wide receiver room is going to change very drastically between now and really the next 3 months. It's going to go through a lot of changes. If the receiving room is what it is right now today, he's out of the top five, I think. He's out of the top five. There are too many guys I like more. But I am confident that they will spend up in the draft on a receiver. They will make some more acquisitions in free agency. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to be too worried about Patrick Mahomes, given his innate talent and ability, and given the fact that I believe the Chiefs will do whatever they can do to help him out. So, yes, it's a downgrade. And yes, you're not going to replace Tyreek Hill just like that. But they're going to do their best to try. All righty. This was only about 11 minutes. And I really wanted to keep things short for you all. I feel like a lot of fantasy football information podcasts, they're not super accessible a lot of the times. You know, it's what? March. Who wants to sit down and listen to fantasy football talk for an hour and a half? It's March. You don't have the time. You're watching basketball. You're doing school. You have a job. So I want to make just a short little video to give you my thoughts on the whole situation and the fantasy football implications. Say, hey, guys, don't count out Tua. And I'm going to be leading the Tua train. All right, guys. Thank you all for listening. And I will see you all next time.